Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we wrap up Galatians chapter 6. We're going to listen in to the 18 verses from Faith Comes by Hearing.
Galatians 6. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will, from the flesh, reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will, from the Spirit, reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.
And thus concludes the book of Galatians. Let's finish up with a couple of these journal entries, starting in 1999 when I wrote, "Help one another in the walk of faith. Also, worry about myself. My own work. Don't compare myself with others. Do what God has asked me to do. What I sow, I will reap. Don't grow weary. Don't lose heart. Keep helping. Do good to all, especially those of faith." I think what this means is what this verse says. Bear one another's burdens. Help each other out. We need to understand what this chapter begins with here. It says, if anyone is caught in a transgression, we who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Why? Because we also are tempted from time to time, and we may need to be restored by somebody else. We all hear of people who fall in sexual sin, sexual temptation, and it may be easy to point the finger at them. In my early Christian days, I was probably pretty good at pointing the finger at those who had failed somehow spiritually. But as I grew in my faith, I began to understand that I am so close to falling myself. So I am far less critical today when I hear of Christians who fail or who fall in some moral sin. Let's look at the encouragement from Paul here in these first few verses. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. I think we owe it to each other to be less critical, less judgmental, and more willing to restore someone with a spirit of gentleness. And we are to bear one another's burdens. And I know that means that we pray for one another and that we help one another in times of need. And aren't you glad you're in the body of Christ when you have a great need? I know when I got prostate cancer several years ago, I had some brothers saddle up to me, pray for me, stay in touch with me, and it meant so much to me as they helped me bear my burden. Let's go on to verse 7, a key verse in the scripture. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. In the last chapter, we talked a lot about the fruit of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. And so it's true, whatever we sow, that's what we're going to reap. So let us sow to the Spirit and not to the flesh. And sometimes what we sow, we don't necessarily see the harvest immediately. But the next verse encourages us. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. There are times in my own life when I've prayed and prayed and prayed for certain things. I've not seen the fruit. I've not seen or reaped the harvest yet. But I'm not going to give up because this verse tells me in due season, if I don't give up, I will reap. So what have we learned from the book of Galatians? Well, I think Paul made the pretty good argument that Christians, the new Christians of that day, and even for us, we are saved by faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ. It is not by works. It's not by being circumcised or becoming a Jew before we become a Christian. It's not by following the law. It's by faith in Christ alone. In Galatians, we find the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul concludes in verse 15 with this statement, "For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation." It's not that we're Jewish or that we're Gentile. It's that we are a new creature, thanks to Jesus. Galatians is a book about freedom in Christ. As we go back to chapter 5, verse 1, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." So because of Jesus, we can be free. And let's not be yoked by the slavery of sin anymore in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for the book of Galatians that reminds us that there's one true gospel, and it's you, Jesus Christ. And because of that, we can be free from the yoke of slavery of sin. We have the power to fight off the desires of the flesh and live and walk by the Spirit. Thank you for the lessons learned. Help me walk by the Spirit and not by my flesh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Often as I finish one of these books, I like to remind the listeners that these are sponsored by the Ezra Project and that you can visit our website at ezraproject.net, learn more about the Ezra Project, and to support Ad Bible financially, you can join Club 365. All the details are there on the website at ezraproject.net. God bless you and thank you for listening to Ad Bible.